Mary had a little man.
The fourth.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey!
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
I think what has happened, however, is that the enormity of just how big the problem is now makes people really find it difficult to understand how it could get worse, but it's going to.
Oh,
and
no.
It will continue for the weeks and months ahead.
I promise to never drag you into politics or try to convert you into being a politician. But coming off what you just said, when you hear the president talk about getting us out and about, filling the churches on Easter Sunday morning, what does that do to you?
Well, first of all, let me put it into context. I've been in the public health business for 45 years. I've served roles in the last five presidential administrations. I served two Democratic governors, two Republican governors, and one independent governor here in Minnesota, a state epidemiologist, and no one could tell you my partisan politics. So please take this comment as such. But right now, we don't have a strategic national plan for this. The administration has failed to deliver anything to us that would give us a roadmap of where we're at, where we're going. And we need that desperately because we are not going to get out of this anytime soon. And one of the things that we've learned about viruses, they cannot be convinced to do something different by rhetoric. They will do what they're going to do by Mother Nature's hand. We have got to understand that now.
Really? Science versus Mother Nature. It's the epic battle of our time. That's what's happening here. And, you know, as far as the economy goes, obviously disaster relief is what's needed. I watched this debate last night. I don't know if you watched it, but, you know, C-SPAN, for me, like crack. You know what I mean? You do it. Nobody wants to be around you. It's a very solitary exercise. And you sit there and your heart palpitates and your central nervous system goes numb because you cannot believe the crap that comes out of the mouths of Republicans. Honest to God, last night that debate was off the hook, and it was a debate about amending what the Republicans tried to characterize as a sarcastic remark, okay? Tim Scott of South Carolina, just know, South Carolinians, this is how you're represented, okay? You're represented by Lindsey Graham and freaking Tim Scott, who stood there last night and said that if we did an unemployment on steroids check to every unemployed American, and now all of a sudden today we have 3.2 million headed towards 14 by the summer. Million, I'm talking about, unemployed people. They were arguing on the floor last night that if they gave you on top of what your state pays, because, you know, let's say Florida, I think Florida, the maximum unemployment is around $231 maximum, whether you made $700 a week, $1,000 a week, $400 a week, the maximum is like in the 200s, okay? So they were saying, look, we need disaster relief. We need it out to the people right now. This is how we'll deal with the economy, because the medical situation, because the epidemiologist, because every virologist, because every person in this world who has any acumen for science is saying the only thing America has left at its disposal to do is isolate themselves and ramp up testing now, because the president missed the time. He missed it. He was AWOL. He was absent. He was denying it. He didn't want to do tests. He still doesn't want to do tests. He didn't want to do tests because the numbers would go up and it would make him look, he thought, like bad, sad, slow, lazy, dumb, whatever. And so now you have an increased amount of tests in certain places like New York because people are being hospitalized at record numbers and dying in record numbers in New York City. Now, I will tell you, here, I'm in Palm Beach County, okay? I'm in the same county where Mar-a-Lago is. It's a completely different neighborhood than from where Mar-a-Lago. It's just like the other side of the tracks. That's how it goes. There are literally railroad tracks that separate the good side from the bad side. People in Chicago know just what I'm talking about. People in New York, you know just what I'm talking about. Anybody who's got a Martin Luther King Boulevard, you know just what I'm talking about. Well, here in Palm Beach County, there is no testing site. None. I looked last night to try and figure out where I would go, or where Howard would go, or where Jessica would go, or where my mother would, you know, where. Turns out, 50 miles away from, there is no testing site at all in Palm Beach County. So people are, oh, well, the numbers are going up because we're doing, you know, an incredible job on testing. No, we're not. We're not testing. Anyway, last night there was this debate that started off on freaking Sean Hannity's show, I swear to God, and then downshifted into Lindsey Graham's interviews, and then right onto the Senate floor, that nurses, I swear to God, nurses would not go to work to tend to us if we gave $600 a week in unemployment checks, that they would quit en masse. Oh, it would have absolutely nothing to do with the fact that there are reports now on Fox News in print, not on their airwaves, but in print, that clearly show that doctors and nurses in the New York area are wearing garbage bags because they don't have personal protection equipment. They're wearing garbage bags. Freaking hefty bags. That would have absolutely no reason why nurses might quit. And the fact that they're being kicked out of their apartments, seriously, this is a nationwide problem for nurses. They are being kicked out of their apartments with notes on their door saying, you've got till 7 o'clock tonight to get your stuff and get out, because landlords are afraid of them. Landlords are afraid of nurses. And they're kicking them out on the street. Nurses are living in their cars. But we shouldn't give unemployment checks. No, because Lindsey Graham said, if you do that, nurses will quit.
You're a nurse aide making $15 or $16 an hour. You're on the front lines here. A lot of doctor's offices are going to have to roll back because elective surgery is no longer a source of income for a bunch of doctors. So you're going to have all these well-trained nurses. They're going to make $24 an hour on unemployment. You're literally incentivizing taking people out of the workforce at a time when we need critical infrastructure supplied with workers.
What a sick and twisted party this has become. You can't give unemployment because, first of all, why do nurses anywhere in this country make $15 an hour? How sick is that? Do you know what their freaking student loan debt looks like to be an RN, an LPN? God help you if you want to go all the way and become a PA. Holy crap, man. And Hannity also.
Every person that I know, and I will say I see this all over social media, we want to get back to work. Most people, they don't want a handout. They want to get back to work. Now, there might be a percentage of people that if their full salary is taken care of, It's not incentivizing them to want to get back.
And now, that's what Graham was flagging.
That's, yeah, exactly.
This is unbelievable. And last night during the debate, I could not believe, I've never, you know, actually tweeted Senate proceedings live, but I did last night hoping that somebody, you know, out there would start paying attention to this debate. It was the sickest, twisted, most disgusting, vile crap that came out of the mouths of the Scotts. You know who the Scotts are? Tim Scott from South Carolina, Rick Scott from Florida, Ben Sasse of Nebraska, and Lindsey Graham, all arguing. No, not about a $500 billion package to bail out airlines who didn't do anything with their profits except buy back their own stock and didn't plan anything for the future. Oh, no. Arguing that you would become lazy if you got $600 a week on top of your state unemployment amount to give you about $1,100 or $1,000 a month to live on while you can't work. And you can't look for work, because that is what isolation means. Can't look for work, can't go anywhere, can't do. The argument was so sick. I'll play it.